Proverbs 10, 2 and 3 says, "Treasures of wickedness profit nothing, but righteousness delivereth from death. The Lord will not suffer the soul of the righteous to famish, but he casteth away the substance of the wicked." And when reading verse 2, I can't help but think about so many rock stars and actors and lottery winners and politicians that I've read about or seen in the news over the years. How many times have you seen those people win awards with their pornographic music, their movies that are soft porn mixed with senseless bloody violence, and then they get up on stage to receive the reward and they thank God, some even calling on the name of Jesus for the award they've won for their smut? God is not impressed, and the filthy lucre they gain from the treasures of wickedness does them no good. If you watch documentaries about people in these categories I just mentioned, you see the same tragic stories over and over. There's this person with no real fame or wealth, and suddenly they become rich and famous until something like drugs or personal tragedy strikes and they lose it all. Or even if they don't lose everything and go broke, they lose their health. Their family and friends abandon them, or they just end up sick, lonely, and despair. The story's told over and over. Getting rich by singing filthy music and acting in filthy TV shows or movies, and then living a filthy lifestyle. It just doesn't end well. And it isn't a fun journey along the way either. And it just lands with a bad ending. Gambling is a total waste of money for nearly everybody who does it. But even when a person wins, they almost always lose. I knew of a lottery winner years ago. He bought a nice boat and spent money on this and that and partied. And then one night, he was drunk on his new boat, slammed it into a barge on the Ohio River, and drowned. Just do a search on Brave Search or DuckDuckGo and put in the words, you know, lottery winner goes broke or lottery winner loses it all. You'll just see lists of people that fall into that category. Instead of gambling or selling your soul to the Hollywood devils, attempting to get gain by other forms of wickedness, or as the text says, treasures of wickedness, you're better off learning to live within your means with an honest day's work, pay your debts, own a home and own your car when you retire with enough savings to take care of your basic needs. You can count on the Lord taking care of you when you do so, because that's God's plan. That's what God wants us to do. Proverbs 10:3 again says, "The Lord will not suffer the soul of the righteous to famish, but he casteth away the substance of the wicked." In 2005, just before marrying my wife, we were talking about things like this, and she just blurts out, "It's all going to just burn anyway." And I don't know why it hit me funny, but just hearing that come out of her mouth so bluntly, it's been kind of a standing joke ever since. It's all just going to burn. But even as I laugh at my wife's blunt force humor, it's a serious and true statement. Says right here, "But he casteth away the substance of the wicked." Revelation 20, 14 and 15 says, "And death and hell were cast into the lake of fire." This is the second death. "And whosoever was not found written in the book of life was cast into the lake of fire." Imagine wasting the short amount of time we have in this life to get wealth that is just fleeting. And as most do so, they have little to show for it. They die lonely and miserable and without Christ. And then you wake up to realize that not only has this life been a total waste, but you face a Christless eternity in the lake of fire. Don't get suckered into seeking the treasures of wickedness. Serve the Lord and trust Him to give you your needs. As the psalmist says in Psalm 37:25, "I have been young and now am old, yet have I not seen the righteous forsaken, nor his seed begging bread." Learn to be content and say with the Apostle Paul in Philippians 4:11, "For I have learned, in whatsoever state I am, therewith to be content."